Activity 3. Situation. You are Cathy Fung. You work for the Hong Kong Youth Centre, which is a non-governmental organisation in Hong Kong. You are a project assistant to Luther Lee, the centre supervisor. Luther Lee has asked you to help organise a World Culture Festival. You will listen to a recording of a podcast programme, The Art of Living. In the podcast, you will hear an interview with Luther Lee. You now have 1 minute to study the headings on the note sheet. The recording is about to begin. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Art of Living, Hong Kong's leading podcast for teenagers. Today, we are delighted to have Luther Lee from the Hong Kong Youth Centre as our special guest. Welcome, Luther.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're going to talk about an interesting event that's happening next month.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about it. It is a festival called the World Culture Festival, and it is taking place at Kowloon Park.
Is the event open to the public?
Yes, it's open to the public.
And when will it be?
It's set for the 20th of May.
The 20th of May is a Sunday.
No, it's a Saturday.
Oh, yes, you're right. The 20th of May is a Saturday. I was looking at the wrong calendar. Sorry. OK, if we want to go along, we need to get down to Kowloon Park on Saturday, the 20th of May.
It'll be fun.
Right. So what will be happening at the World Culture Festival?
There'll be lots of activities, like dance and music performances. And there will be a lucky draw.
Great, I love lucky draws.
Yeah, but don't just come for the lucky draw. I think the World Culture Festival is very important. It is an opportunity for people to understand different cultures and for people from different cultures to meet each other.
So those are the reasons why you organise the event, to provide an opportunity for people to understand different cultures and for people from different cultures to meet each other.
Yeah, and I will give a talk on cultural diversity at the festival.
A talk on cultural diversity? Is there much to say about cultural diversity in Hong Kong?
Of course there is. Although the majority of the population of Hong Kong is Cantonese, there are many cultural groups in Hong Kong. For example, there are British, Indians, Chinese, and Filipinos in Hong Kong. So it is important for us to understand cultural diversity.
That's true. Hong Kong is a multicultural city. We meet people from different cultures every day.
A lot of conflicts arise because many people don't understand each other's cultures. We have to learn to be sensitive to different cultures.
So it's important for us to understand cultural diversity.
Yes.
Now, Luther, I know that you have worked for the Hong Kong Youth Centre for many years, but some of our listeners may not know much about you. Could you tell us something about yourself?
Sure. Well, I was actually born in Beijing, but I came to Hong Kong when I was a child.
Oh, really? I always thought you were from Hong Kong.
No, Beijing. After graduating from the University of Hong Kong, I got a job as a social worker.
And how long were you a social worker?
Oh, for about 10 years. I joined the Hong Kong Youth Centre in 2012.
And you have written a book about teenagers.
Yes, the book is called Children of Asia. It was published in 2014.
Where can we buy the book?
It's available in all major bookshops in Hong Kong.
I've read your book and I highly recommend it to all our listeners. It really is a good read. Well, Luther, it's been very nice to meet you. And thanks for coming to the podcast today.
That is the end of Module 1.